I'm sorry about that, Paula. Would you like to finish your sentence before I welcome everybody?
Yes, I just like to talk long, so I'll just give the guys who didn't make the insider portion, I'll give you the last little bit. So if you're looking for assistance to help your physician understand what he or she needs to address in an op note, then a quick reference is, you know, I guess resources like the Coder's Desk reference. They describe procedures in lay terms with the technique and the steps undertaken. So you can read those descriptions and kind of know how to direct your physician to document the details needed. So there you go, Pam. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, so welcome everybody who's just calling in at 10:10. This is episode 74 of Coffee with a Coder. We're so glad to have you here today. And we want to remind you there's a webinar coming up. It's a replay from last week's ICD-10 CM update. It's almost like when your computer updates itself, you know, and so ICD-10 CM is updated. And those are the things that you'll need to know about that if you don't have it already. There's a replay tomorrow, Tuesday, October 8th at 1 o'clock. And there'll be another replay of the same material on Thursday, October 10th at noon. And so you're welcome to bring back, you know, come and register for that. And our staff will reach out to you on how to get you there. So
hey,
let me see, Paula, go ahead.
Can I throw something out here? I know that we said earlier, so the folks who were not on the insiders portion of the call, but the insiders, we didn't give a special to them for this webinar. And the Revenue Warriors, of course, they get it for free, and so do the folks who are AQIQ subscribers. But we really need to give those insiders a special price on this webinar. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, we're just going to go right out there and say something crazy like $29. So if you're an insider and you reach out to Pam and you want to view that CPT update, then you need to tell her I will help you with ICD-10 updates, then you will get that for $29. If you're an insider.
Okay.
You had to be an insider.
I will make that happen if you reach out to me on that particular one. So let's get to some questions.
Okay.
We are going to have a mugging today, and for those of you who are new, it's a good thing. We have a specially commissioned mug for Coffee with the Coder, and it's a fun thing that we can share together when we have our meetings or when we're not meeting. I like the mug. It's cool. And we got in a taller version. This is a bistro version instead of a normal coffee mug. And the only way you can get them is to get them free by submitting a question and being drawn as the person who submitted a non-anonymous question for that day. So we'll have a few people in the running for that, and we'll announce it at the end. But our first question is from an inpatient rehab. Our friend Ron is sending in this particular case, and I think it's important that the case was from September, so last month. The patient diagnosed with West Nile virus encephalopathy and incomplete quadriparesis. Shouldn't quadriparesis be coded as quad incomplete unspecified, and he should get the code of West Nile encephalitis? The coder says, admit following a long, complicated course following West Nile encephalitis in June. The patient was inpatient, then SNF, then group home. Recommended inpatient rehab at that point for weakness. Per coding index, quadriparesis, meaning muscle weakness, is coded to M62.81. Patient had no spinal cord injury or pathology that I could find. The West Nile encephalitis appears to be not acute anymore. I believe it began in June 2019, and therefore I reported the sequela late effect of viral encephalitis, which is V94.1. And I'm thinking that since the patient was admitted with incomplete quadriparesis and they're getting PT and OT and evaluated by speech-language pathology, the physician assessment says that the West Nile with quadriparesis greater left than right. And at first I thought he'd be IGC non-traumatic brain with the West Nile encephalitis as the etiologic. The coder says they think the encephalitis is resolved, so they're coding it as sequela. They also say they can't code the quadriparesis, but they can code it as muscle weakness. So what would my IGC be, and what would the etiologic be? Are the codes correct that the coder gives me? The physician says the encephalitis is not resolved due to the continued quadriparesis.
Okay,
that's kind of complicated.
Yeah, it's a long one. And first of all, you know, there's some questions involved in the case itself, which leads me to go, okay, I want to query this physician. So basically, I want to query him of the status of the encephalopathy and clarity on the quadriparesis. And it doesn't have to be a formal query. You know, I know Ron has direct access to his physician, so he can always, you know, talk it through. And then if it's not clear in the documentation, have the physician get that in the documentation so that the coder see it. The other conversation I would have would be with the coders. It appears, based on what you're saying, that the coders looked at the clinical evidence to report the conditions and didn't find any. And so with that said, that's where they made their decisions. So did you find any clinical evidence that the coders did not see? That's going to be another one of my questions there. Perhaps a discussion with the coder may be warranted if so. However, as stated, so Adam, it's very important to say, as stated, without additional information, I agree that the quadriparesis does not appear to indicate a cord issue based on your statement. If they were evaluated by speech, but speech is not a primary focus with continuing encephalitis, it sounds like it may be more appropriate because it looks like the weakness is a focus of care that you might put that patient in 16 IGC for debility. Remember, for IGC selection, you have to not only look at the causative diagnosis, but the primary focus of care for the IGC selection. So if the primary focus of care is that overall weakness, not a true, you know, quadriplegia, if you will, but rather than the encephalitis, now I'm going to chase a rabbit here because, you know, I had a nephew who had meningitis, and it took him quite a while to get through the brain issues, and it seems like it was a year. So there very well could still be some encephalitis. It's just matters of whether it now is the primary focus of care or whether it is the secondary condition as to whether you're going to list it as the IGC or not. And it looks like, based on what you're saying, is that the speech evaluated him, but I didn't see where you said speech was continuing to treat. So that's just an observation. And remember also the etiologic diagnosis, it can be resolved. It's the condition that caused the underlying impairment, which now it sounds like the focus of care or the impairment appears to be the weakness. You can make a very strong argument for West Nile encephalitis to be the etiologic because it is the condition that caused the impairment. However, and that's going to be listed on the IRFPI. On the UB04, how, unless the coder is really understands how to code for the UB04 versus the IRFPI, on the UB04, it's not going to be the principal diagnosis because it no longer exists. You can't report conditions on the UB04 claim form that no longer exist. And the coder is correct in saying the sequela would be reported as the principal diagnosis on the UB04. So I'm sorry, it took a long time on that question, but I felt like it needed some clarity.
Thank you, thank you. Okay, so let's get to a different setting here. This is from our new friend, Beverly. And she says, the cardiologist is placing a carotid stent. The cardiothoracic surgeon during the same session is doing a carotid cutdown. Would it be appropriate for the cardiologist to code 37215 and the surgeon to code 37215-80?
Okay, well, thank you. New question, new questioner, new asker, new listener. Yay. And by the way, guys, our question bank is getting low. Please send in your questions. We want to keep this going because if we don't have any questions, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? So send in your questions. But for those of you on the line that may not completely understand the question, CPT codes are reported on the outpatient setting, and she is likely reporting for a physician practice. CPT 37215 is reported for transcatheter placement of intravascular stent or stents, cervical carotid artery, open or percutaneous, including angioplasty when performed, and it also includes the radiological supervision and interpretation with distal embolic protection. The modifier 80 represents assistant surgeon. So the question is, can we bill 37215 for the cardiologist and 37215-80, meaning there's an assistant surgeon for the case, for the cardiothoracic surgeon? Let me tell you, the first place, and I felt like it was good to know what we did in this case, but the first place we went to research this question was to ask another question. Can CPT code 37215 be reported with an assistant surgeon? Because every CPT code has a indicator to say, yes, we can use an assistant, or no, we can't use an assistant. Well, I'd like to tell you how we found the answer so that you have that in your arsenal for later. To answer our question, we went directly to the Medicare physician fee schedule. On the CMS website, there's a physician fee schedule lookup tool. You have to select the type of information you want as all, or you don't get all this information. You might only get pricing or only something else. But if you select it all, you get everything about that code so that it provides pricing and payment information. When you do so, you'll see a grid for the CPT code or codes that you choose, that you chose or in your search criteria. And this code will take you, you only see part of the grid. So you have to kind of scroll over to the right to get more information. And you want to scroll all the way over to where you find the column that says assistant surge. It says ASSTSURG, basically, so assistant surgery. And it's referencing that modifier 80. The data in that column for code 37215 is zero. So just in case you don't know what that means, you can scroll to the bottom of the page and open the fee schedule help document. You're looking to find the meaning of that payment policy indicator in the table. So it sends you to the Medicare Claims Processing Manual, but if you stay within that document, it actually tells you what the zero means. And so it tells you the original document. It says the zero in the field means that an assistant surgeon is not allowed for the procedure. So the answer is no. You may not report the code for a surgeon with an 80 modifier. Now, we'd like to see the operative report before we can recommend what you could code or if you could code anything, but you'd have to send that in, and Pam can tell you how to do that. If you could reach out to her by email, and we could look at it and see if we could give you our, I guess, what we think about it. So anyway, Pam, I know I'm talking a long time today. I'm going to turn it back over to you so that you can do the mugging.
Yes. Okay. Well, I have two people that asked questions that were not anonymous, and so I'm stirring up the names on my desk, and let's see what I get. Congratulations, Beverly. Sweet.
Yay.
You asked a new question, and you get to mugging. So I'm going to reach out to you about where to send your mug. Asking for new questions. So all of you, tell your friends, send us some more questions. We need to get this question bank up with more things for Paula and her team to choose from. And also, if you're in the inpatient rehab, like our friend Ron, have you joined IRF the Whole Pi on Facebook? That's IRF dash the Whole PAI on Facebook. So we have a bunch of social media options for you that you can reach out to us, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on Coffee with the Coder and your suggestions for the insider portion. We're so excited to have you with us and look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. It'll be October the 21st for episode 75.